FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
To talk to us about the news of the day and also his new book out, Positive Populism, Steve Hilton, who's host of The Next Revolution on Fox News. Steve, it's a pleasure to talk to you today.
Oh, great to be with you. Thank you.
The way the book is described here, the first line I'm reading here says, the elites still can't believe Donald Trump won, or that Britain voted for Brexit. You worked with the United Kingdom government, and now you're here and you're seeing what's taking place around this Trump administration. What's your reaction?
Yeah, I mean, just to be clear about it, well, we moved here 6 years ago, so I've been, proudly American for a while now, and I love it here. So grateful to be here, but I did go back to the UK to campaign for Brexit. So I actually parted company with the UK government there because I could just see that you'd had this incredibly unaccountable bureaucratic institution that was taking power away from people. That's the big similarity, I think, between Brexit and Donald Trump, because what you saw in both those votes is working Americans here in America and working people in the UK saying, you know what, we've had enough of the ruling class who's been in power regardless of who wins elections. Nothing ever changes. They pursue their agenda. The deep state and the permanent bureaucracy and the rich big donors and big businesses and their lobbyists, it's all the same. Same in Washington, D.C., same in Brussels, the headquarters of the European Union. We want big change. And that's what people voted for. To bring it right up to date today in America, the people who lost power and as a result of that populist uprising, the permanent ruling class in Washington, they can't stand it. They want their power back. That's why they're delaying all these requests for transparency around their efforts to block Donald Trump's election and to derail him once he's in power. That's why you're seeing, as you saw in that anonymous op-ed the other week, people around the president trying to stop him from delivering his promises. The ruling class can't stand losing power. That's why we've got to keep going with this populist revolution. That's why I've written my book, because I want to give new ideas and new momentum to exactly that impulse to give power back to the people.
What kind of similarities do you see when it comes to your experience in watching the Brexit event take place, watching the Trump campaign, ultimately his election taking place here, the reaction from the people, not necessarily the message from the media, the thing that you see on the TV? What about the people?
Well, they are really happy that finally someone is speaking up for them. That's what this is really about, is their voice being heard after years of being patronized and ignored and condescended to. And so exactly the same things that get the establishment media and the establishment political class kind of riled up. Oh, Donald Trump, he's breaking norms. He's not playing by the same rules. He's not behaving like a president should. The people who put him there think, yes, that's right. That's exactly what we want. Keep doing it. And I think that is the real point of all this, and we've got to keep going with it.
So in your book, you talk about, and we're speaking with Steve Hilton, who's the host of The Next Revolution on Fox News. You talk about ways that we can work to continue this populist revolution. One of the points listed is to invest in practical steps to reverse the disaster of family breakdown so that every child can be raised in a stable, loving home. I have three kids myself, and that stable family unit is so key to having kids feel like they have room for success. And it seems as though we've done a lot in our culture to break that down. How does that get reversed?
Oh, my gosh. It's the number one issue as far as I'm concerned. Because that sounds so simple, doesn't it? That phrase, every kid should be raised in a stable, loving home. It sounds so simple, but it's increasingly elusive. But if we did deliver that, then you know what? So many of the big problems that end up costing taxpayers, that give rise to all this government intervention and bureaucracy and all the rest of it, whether that's, you know, like failing schools and people who don't learn the skills they need and addiction and all these problems, crime, it all goes away, welfare dependency, if you can just give kids that stable start in life. And you're seeing this total collapse in the last few decades of that stability, particularly among people at the lower end of the income scale. You know, rich people, they're still getting married, but divorce rates are actually falling. But actually, it's now the norm for most people for kids to be born to a single parent. And a lot of that is incentivized crazily by government policy in terms of how the tax system works and how the welfare system works. But also there's just, I think, a lack of understanding of the sort of practical challenges of raising a family today, particularly when people have networks of extended family around them, as might have been the case before. So some of the things I talk about in the book about how we can help help with family stability just by giving practical advice and help to parents who may not know the best ways to do things, not only by the government, but, you know, local organizations, faith groups, and nonprofits. There's so much we can do to support parents and help them. And I think if we did that, then you'd actually start to turn this tide around. But it's a really long term. It's been going on for a long time, so there's not an easy fix to it.
Yeah. I look at the election in 2016, and I don't know that you'd be writing this positive populism book in 2018 if Hillary would have won. Donald Trump's an unconventional politician, certainly. He had an unconventional ride into the Oval Office. He's had an unconventional presidency. Do you think it takes somebody unconventional to shift the focus, the power and the authority back with the people and away from this swampy government that we are exposing every day?
Yes, it's just the start. We can't assume that everything's going to be turned around by one person and one election or even his re-election. That's exactly why I've written this book, because I want to make a contribution to turning this into a deeper and wider movement that lasts beyond one election cycle, beyond two election cycles. What would be a disaster is answer this particular point. Let's just say, you know, like whether you hate Donald Trump or whether you love Donald Trump, the fact is that he's going to be gone either in 2 years or 6 years. And what happens after that? We can't slip back to that establishment elitist way of doing things, because that will be a complete waste. So we've got to have a set of ideas and a movement that will mean that more and more people run for office and get elected, believing in that message, that populist message, which is pro-worker.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. The Positive Populism book is out now. You tell people to go to Amazon or positivepopulism.org to get it. What's the best place for people to read your book?
Positivepopulism.org is a great place to go. You can buy the book there, but also sign up to join the movement. You know, we'll see what happens. Let's just kind of build this group of people that believe in this. And, you know, anything can be possible if we stick to it.
Absolutely. Steve Hilton, host of The Next Revolution on Fox News. I love your common sense and your unique approach to the news and the culture events of today. Thank you so much for giving us some time.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We'll hopefully talk to you soon. Author of the book Positive Populism, positivepopulism.org, on Twitter at Steve Hilton X. If you like that interview, tweet at him and tell him thanks for coming on the Annie Fry Show. It's always great to give them that little extra bit of gratitude for giving us some time in their busy schedules.
Get more at 971talk.com.